Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Out there is ready to beat Migs. Well, I know for sure I am, because we made it to Halloween Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday.
Let's go. Happy Friday, too.
Oh, yeah, it feels so good. Let's get to our contestant. It is Sean in Bellingham. Sean, are you there?
I am here. How's it going, guys?
We're doing great, man. How are you?
Oh, so good. Can I give a quick shout-out?
Of course.
Yes. Well, my uncle, he passed away a couple months ago, but he and I have been listening to you guys for since the buzz days, and I just want to commemorate this crap show that I'm about to do to him.
I think your uncle would be proud of you, win or lose, Sean.
Thanks.
What was your uncle's name?
Ryan.
Right on, man. Well, we're doing it, both of us. We're doing it in honor of Ryan.
Yeah.
So that way, whoever wins, we've paid tribute to him.
Exactly. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
And much love to you and your family, man.
Hey, thank you so much.
For those who are playing along at home, our friend Sean in Bellingham will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
On Halloween night, when going door to door for candy, what is the customary phrase?
Trick or treat.
Correct. What is the proper term for opening an oyster?
Shucking.
Yes. What Major League Baseball player was nicknamed Big Poppy?
Pass.
What decade did the comic strip Spy vs. Spy debut?
The 50s.
No.
40s.
No.
60s.
Yes, Angus Holstein and Belgian Blue are all types of what?
Cheese?
No.
Pass.
What area of New Orleans is famous for its restaurants and clubs?
Oh. Dang, pass.
What band has the albums Permanent Vacation and Toys in the Attic?
Pass.
What branch of science is concerned with the study of matter and energy?
Physics?
Yes. With the number being more than 5, how many ravens protect the Tower of London?
6.
Yes. Which actress starred in Pretty Woman?
Julia Roberts.
That's her. All right, Sean. With that, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. That is a fine score.
Ah, oh, geez.
Ah, oh, jeez. Here comes Steve, otherwise known as Shrek today.
Oh, I got the Shrek hat on.
Very Shrek-y.
Let me get that. Sean, are you bringing anyone for Halloween?
Yeah, Jake from State Farm.
Nice!
Okay, that's freaking awesome.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
On Halloween night, what phrase is customary when going door-to-door for candy?
Give me some candy, bitch.
That's it. No, it's not.
Trick or treat.
Yes. What is the proper term for opening an oyster?
Shucking it.
Yes. What Major League Baseball player was nicknamed Big Poppy?
Oh, David Ortiz.
That's him.
I love him on the postgame
stuff.
He's
so great.
He cracks me up.
What decade did the comic strip Spy vs. Spy debut?
60s?
Yes. Angus Holstein and Belgian Blue are all types of what?
Members of AC/DC?
No.
Waffles?
No.
Pancakes?
No. What area of New Orleans is famous
for its... Wait, steaks?
No.
Oh.
What area of New Orleans is famous for its restaurants and clubs?
The French Quarter.
That's it. What band had the albums Permanent Vacation and Toys in the Attic?
Would that be Aerosmith?
It would be. What branch of science is concerned with the study of matter and energy?
Physicists. Physicists.
No.
Physiologists?
No.
Oh, physics.
There it is. With the number being more than five, how many ravens protect the Tower of London?
Five.
No.
Six.
Yes. Which actress starred in Pretty Woman?
Julia Roberts.
That's her. All right, Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct. Oh, my goodness. I think your uncle's going to love the score that we just produced here, Sean. The score was 6-9.
I think he's... just looking down and saying nice.
Right on, my man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sean.
Nice.
You were pretty close when you said steaks, but it's just the cow, the breed of cow. Angus Holstein and Belgian Blue. Eventually, someday, they may become a steak. That's true.
Oh, well, that's a little somber.
Meat eater Migs.
Yeah, right?
Only once in a while, a little brisket.
You mentioned Big Poppy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the time that David Ortiz, it was like after the tragedy that happened of the Boston Marathon, and he spoke in front of everybody, and it was like one of the greatest speeches that he could give, and it was not FCC friendly, but I will forever remember like how he kind of like brought the spirit back up of that city. Sometimes sports does that, and especially when you have like a charismatic guy like him.
All right, Boston, this is our f-ing city, and nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong. Thank you.
I've always loved that clip, and like I said, he's killing it on the World Series post game broadcasts.
And Game 6 is tonight.
Tonight in Toronto. And Toronto could win the World Series tonight.
That's what I'm pulling for.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We hope you're available on December 12th. Clear your calendar and join us for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday with Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, and more. Those tickets are on sale now at KISW.com, so go get them. Since it's the weekend and all, for many of us, this is our first downtime of the entire week where we can finally sit down and watch a little TV.
And that might be tough this weekend with Halloween even.
Yeah, you might have to wait till tomorrow, honestly.
Yeah.
But what should you be watching? We have a lot of suggestions typically, but today seems like we've all been watching the same thing.
This is Jeopardy. Today's contestants are a pastor from Clover, Wisconsin, Christopher Tillman, a Jewish engagement educator originally from Boca Raton, Florida, Ilana Bean, and our returning champion, a sports anchor from Seattle, Washington, Aaron Levine, whose three-day cash winnings total $48,999.
First of all, what an eclectic group, a pastor, a Jewish engagement educator, and a sports guy.
Gang's all here.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
So crazy.
Yeah, so we've just been obsessed with Jeopardy. This is the first time I've watched Jeopardy in maybe 20 years, like full episodes.
We watch it on a fairly regular basis, but I've never known anyone that's been on Jeopardy before.
Right, and then also won his second time, and then yesterday, spoiler alert, was the third time. Will he go on to play again tonight? Well,
Aaron Levine has $13,100. Did he think about Thomas Jefferson and Monticello? No, he doesn't have it. He will drop down 3,000 to second place with 10,100. And Christopher Tillman is today's Jeopardy champion. Congratulations, Christopher.
The dang pastor.
So did he add that? He added 10,100 to like 48,000 or something? What did he end up going home with?
I don't think you keep, if you lose, you don't keep that money.
You don't get anything?
They probably give you some cash like after the fact. Yeah. I do love, did you watch it?
I did not. My dad spoiled it for me last night, but so I do know what happened, but I didn't watch it.
So I love the lady. The lady, I feel like she was there just for a good time. And then if you listen to like her, she did like, you know how they always do like, let's meet the contestants thing.
Yeah.
She just seems like she's a fan of game shows and has a goal to be on different game shows, because during Final Jeopardy, she didn't even guess. She just put a happy face. And I thought that was like the funniest thing. She's like, I have no idea what the answer is to this. So I'm just going to just, and also she had like she barely had any money. Like she was not even close to it. She wasn't in the competition. Both of the other guys would have had to have lost all of their money.
Oh my gosh.
For her to even have a chance of winning. But her conversation was pretty interesting.
Ilana Beam, originally from Boca Raton, Florida, is with us. A Jewish engagement educator and a game show veteran, yes?
Yes. When I moved out to LA, I had a goal for myself that I wanted to be on every single game show possible.
Great.
So I dressed up in a costume and I won the entire game show, and I won living room furniture and a trip to Singapore.
Wow. I can guess what show that is if you were in a costume. Did you take the trip?
I did take the trip. It was phenomenal.
That's the part that I thought was interesting, is that they never name checked the show. I'm assuming Let's Make a Deal. I think that's is that the one where you get dressed up?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Like, I thought it was, I wonder if like Jeopardy's like, yeah, don't mention our competition.
Because it's on a different network.
Well, that seems weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
And one thing I thought was interesting is that, do you think the people who write the questions, part of me wishes they make like a documentary about this. Maybe they have. But do you think that they see the contestants and they alter the questions, or they use questions that they feel like would fit in well? Because, you know, a couple of days ago, they had the guy that was a puppeteer and there was a puppet question. It just seemed so random. I feel like there's probably always a lot of sports questions, so I don't think that's anything special or unique. But there was one question when Aaron Levine was on that I was like, I wonder if they changed the question up just to make sure that this was in there, because he's the Seattle guy.
In one 1990 game, Chiefs linebacker Derek Thomas had seven of these. Really getting to know Seahawks QB Dave Craig.
Right? That seems kind of crazy.
That's very specific.
And do you know the answer?
Sack.
Aaron.
What are sacks?
That is correct. You got the Seahawks clue, which must have been a relief for you.
That was awesome.
Yeah, congrats to Aaron on a wonderful run.
Yeah, champion. So he was a champion for 2 days.
Yeah.
That's two more days than most people, any person that we know.
Don't forget he was also a champion at Beat Mix.
Let's not remember that.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to give you tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to try and play Hook or Shook at 920.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no
show integrity.
We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. And even if you're not playing for the chance to go to this show, if you buy those tickets for the 3 p.m. show on the 22nd, a dollar from every ticket goes back to our charity of choice, which is Operation Warm. Let's get to our contestant. It is Alonzo in Des Moines. Alonzo, are you there?
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Are you getting dressed up today for Halloween?
I am.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be a biker, a Harley rider.
Nice. Are you going to wear chaps?
No chaps.
Are you going to wear pants?
Oh, my God. Why do we have to make it weird?
Because that's just who we are.
All right, Alonzo, we're going to spin the wheel and see if you're playing with me or Steve Miggs.
All right. What is that? Currently, it's on me. What's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will it be Steve Miggs? Alonzo, you're with the witch, Taryn Daly. She's dressed as a witch. I'm not being rude.
All right, Alonzo. Here is your clip.
Let's see. The Def Leppard.
Okay.
Oh,
look at that. Perfect time for Halloween. It's not really a Halloween song, but candy's got sugar in it. You know what's funny is I'm looking on YouTube and one of the comments for this song, this was my favorite song to walk on stage to when I was an exotic dancer.
This is like peak exotic dancer, I feel
like. Oh, they have attributed the success of this song because this album was out for like a year. Ooh. Didn't do all that great. It was just there. And then all of a sudden, like, all the strip clubs in Florida started using that song, and they started seeing record sales going up and up. So they've joked about it, but I think it's, like, not so much joking. It's actual serious that the strip clubs helped sell copies of this album and make it a monster album that it became.
They're like, you're welcome.
Yeah, right?
All right. To us. I am ready for my clip. Oh, that is... Okay, and I know it's Pet Sematary. I know that's the name of the song. Alonzo, do you know who the artist is?
Do not know.
Can I hear it again?
Yeah, I can play it for you again. Here. Come on, think New York.
Is it the Ramones?
And this is a really slow song for the Ramones.
Totally.
It's like mid-tempo. Was this for the movie Pet Sematary? Or was it just inspired by the Stephen King book?
I'm assuming inspired by the book and then repurposed for the movie?
It's a great song.
Congratulations, Alonzo. We just got you some tickets from Trans-Siberian Orchestra on November 22nd.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, I'm grooving.
I noticed.
Have we talked about anything?
Is that what you were doing?
Was that a groove? If we've talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Beck.
You're starting to sound like your husband.
All morning long, we've been having some fun getting texts and calls from you that we weren't able to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do call up if there's something that you would like to chime in on from the show today or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. And our number is 206-803-ROCK. We have been talking a little bit about candy corn and whether you're on Team Candy Corn or you don't like it.
It's polarizing. It's either you're on one side or the other. It's like pineapple on pizza.
Totally. And
you can't just be okay with it.
No, you have to take a stance.
God forbid.
And yesterday we even tried freeze-dried candy corn. That was different. Bob in Tacoma, you've got some candy corn chat that you'd like to get into today. Tell us what's going on.
Happy All Hallows Eve, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
All right. When I was in fifth grade, I went to a church Halloween party, and I was fortunate enough to guess the amount of candy corn in a 3-gallon jar. And I ate that stuff, you know, in fifth grade, you're on high heaven for that. And I ate that stuff by the handful until it was gone. I'm 69 now, and I hope to God I never see another piece of candy corn again.
Do you remember how many pieces of candy corn were in a three-gallon?
I knew you were going to ask that, and I don't.
I figure.
So, Bob, yesterday when we tried the freeze-dried candy corn, for those of us that don't really like candy corn, we preferred the freeze-dried to the regular, but the candy corn lovers didn't like the freeze-dried kind. Do you think you'd be willing to try a freeze-dried candy corn?
I'd be open to trying it. I'm not sure if I would like it or not, but as far as the other stuff, it just tastes like waxy sugar as far as I'm concerned.
So what's your favorite Halloween candy right now?
Oh, it's got to be Reese's and then Three Musketeers right after that.
You know what Reese's I like? I just had it at the trunk or treat was the... It's like the white ghost Reese's peanut butter cup.
What
is that?
With like
white chocolate.
I just don't think I like white chocolate.
Well, you think or you know?
I know. I don't like white chocolate. Like if it's on something, it's not like I'm not going to eat it because there's white chocolate. I just prefer.
Have you had
a
white chocolate Reese's peanut butter cup?
No.
Oh, I got to get one and bring it in. For science, of course.
I also know that Reese's is like the goat of the Halloween candies, but that's like not even in my top 10.
So what's your top three?
Anything that's sour, gummy, anything like
any
that.
Any chocolate involved, or are you just fully like sugary candy?
I like Twix. You know what I really like is a Take Five.
Oh, those are fantastic.
I love a Take Five.
Oh, yeah.
I like Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
I like Snickers. I like a Milky Way. I like a Three Musketeers. Yeah. Those are all fine. I would take all of those before.
Maybe it's good that our coworker stole all the chocolate and all the candy, because right now all I want to do is eat everything that you just mentioned.
Oh, no, they're all pretty good.
Yes.
We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so call up 206-803-ROCK and tell us what is on your mind. Daniel from Fife, what's going on today?
Well, today is, Halloween. It is also my 5th year anniversary moving into my home. It is also... I paid off my house last month on the 12th, so I fully own my house now.
I'm
so jealous.
Wait, you paid off your house in 5 years?
Well, okay, so first off, I took $50,000 from my inheritance that my mom was going to give me and dropped it on the house. The house itself was $120,000.
Do you live in Alabama? Like, that seems crazy. Like, you found a house around here for that much?
It's a fixer-upper, but
fair,
I bought
fair.
It for the land, not the house.
Okay.
Also, Migs,
yes.
So I owe you $5 now.
Hell
because
yeah.
When I bought the house, I told you about it. You called me Mr. Moneybags, and I said, well, I don't have money, but wait till I pay off my house, then I will. So you asked for $5, now I owe you $5.
I should have asked for more. Hey, dude, in all honesty, though, congratulations. What a nice, like, you know, burden to have off of your back of owing house payments.
Yeah, it's amazing. Also, candy corn rules!
Hang up on him.
Deal. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Mike from I-5, you have a Halloween question for us.
Yeah. Sorry to bother you guys, but in horror movies, like, how come the killer... always like walks. He doesn't like chase you down. Like somebody could be like running 2 miles down the road and then he'll be right next to you walking. Like, hey, I caught you.
He's just sauntering.
Well, he's in his 50s. He's got to warm his body up before he can finally get moving.
Bad knees.
I used to love watching like Friday the 13th movies because he's right. Like the killer's just like Jason's just kind of like just walking real slow. But it's always someone's running from him and they always freaking trip. And I'm like, granted, it's a horror film. Why am I overthinking these things? I'm like, oh, if you would have just walked at a decent pace, you'd be able to get away from him and you wouldn't have tripped on that log.
Okay, follow-up question for you, Steve Miggs. Do you think, since Jason was always walking, do you think you could have, like, turned around? Could you take him?
No chance in hell.
You think Jason would win?
Have you seen the size of him?
You're a pretty tall guy.
Yeah, but he's thick and he has a machete.
You're like a wrestler. You could do, like, a suplex move.
Yeah, but I got to get that machete out of his hands first. Do I have a machete as well?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I got him.
The Daily Mix Show.
Earlier this morning, we had a fun chat with Jake Bobo of our Seattle Seahawks, and we learned something that he hates about Halloween. So what's the thing that Jake Bobo hates about Halloween? You're going to hear all about it at 9:50. In case you are not aware, today is Halloween.
Yes.
Earlier this morning, we got to catch up with Seahawks wide receiver Jake Bobo.
It's also Blue Friday.
Yeah. What a wonderful coincidence. And we got to chatting with him about the season. Good morning, Bobo.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
I was going to say, do you guys dress up for Halloween, or is that like a no-no at the practice facilities?
Well, I am definitely not a no-no, but I'm standing in the kind of our main lobby hallway, and we've got, you know, blow-up Halloween skeletons, black cats, and such going on here. So that's what sparked me to wish you guys a happy Halloween. We've got a family day where kids will come in and trick-or-treat in the building. I think that was actually on Monday night. But it's a fun time around the building for sure.
Okay, Jake, I have to know. I know everybody always talks about their favorite Halloween candy, but what Halloween candy do you think is absolute trash?
Trash? Anything? Listen, I'm gonna take some heat for this. Anything coconut? So like the Almond Joys with coconut. I'm not a coconut guy.
You are not gonna take any heat from me, Jake. I agree with you 100%. Put that stuff in the garbage.
Let's go. All right, good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
It's funny you even say that because the other day we were doing a thing where we were blindfolding members of our show and we were putting Halloween candies in their mouth to see if they could figure out what candy it was. And we did that to Taryn with an Almond Joy, and she was not happy with us.
Oh, I don't blame her.
No, I almost puked. It was terrible.
That is atrocious.
You can give Jake Bobo a follow on Instagram. His handle is @JakeBobo19. #MoreBobo, and looking forward to Sunday Night Football.
So it's #MoreBobo and #LessAlmondJoy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, make sure to include that one in for sure.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are doing something really fun that you ought to be a part of on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday with Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and many more. We've got tickets available at KISW.com, so go get yourself some. Maybe it's payday.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And happy Halloween to everybody out there. Stay safe today.
Yeah.
Soundgarden next week are being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's about time. And of course, unfortunately, we do not have Chris Cornell with us, but Kim Dale will be there. Also, Matt Cameron, Ben Shepherd. They're also bringing back their original bassist, Hiro Yamamoto. He's going to be a part of it. I saw some pictures of the four of them just kind of working things out. Mike McCready's been seen in some pictures as well. So apparently the vibe is that they're going to be bringing a lot of people from the Northwest to show some love for Chris and for the band, including Nancy Wilson will be a part of it, Jerry Cantrell, Mike McCready, like I mentioned, but singing for them, and I don't know if she's singing on all the songs or if they're going to have different people singing on different songs. I'm sure Brandi Carlile will jump up on vocals as well. It's Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless, who will be a part of Unwrapped, our acoustic holiday show that's happening on December 12th, and she's a huge Soundgarden fan. In fact, The Pretty Reckless in the past have covered different Chris Cornell songs, including Loud Love. And if you've never heard her sing, I think you're going to be okay with her handling the vocal duties for Soundgarden at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. Here's what it sounds like. Find a part with her singing, though. Of course, there we go. Here we go. Ryan Castle just walked in. Taylor Momsen singing with Soundgarden. That's not going to suck next week.
No, not at all.
It's going to be so great.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's sung with them before, and you know, Kim and Matt played on her last album.
That's so. Right.
Yeah, there, so.
Yeah, next week's going to be a special one. Soundgarden finally going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And we had this conversation the other day because I knew this was going to happen, and, you know, like, why Taylor Momsen? Well, they're homies, and like, who could do that?
There's not a lot of people.
The fact of the matter is, like, no one's ever going to fill those shoes, and she's fantastic. So,
and it's not like she's just like a random singer chick that, like,
has pipes, and they're like, oh, we'll have her sing. And she's clearly a very big fan, covering the Temple of the Dog in the past. I think covering Audioslave, Cornell solo stuff. Like, she wears her love for Chris Cornell on her sleeve.
Maybe she wants to holler at Kim, and he comes does a song with her at the Unwrapped Acoustic Holiday, brother.
Don't trust one
because they're homies. Let's talk about that, Taylor. You know,
I could bring my little wood box cajone thing, and let's get Matt Cameron to swing by too. He's not doing anything with Pearl Jam anymore.
I think the J has an H sound. It's Cajon.
A Cajon?
Cajon.
There's some massive cajones that you have to invite us to your holiday show. But it's going to be a great time. Hey, as far as weather, don't forget Seahawks play Sunday Night Football this weekend. World Series is going to be happening tonight, Game 6. You got the Blue Jays taking on the Dodgers. The Blue Jays could win the World Series if they win tonight. Lots of good stuff going on this weekend, but most importantly, stay safe out there. Have fun for Halloween. Highs of 54 and some rain later, so that's going to kind of suck. But that's the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your Halloween Morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.